Welcome to Damon's Brave New World, Season 1, Episode 9. In this episode, let your imagination soar with a ride on a space elevator. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Millennium 2 Space Elevator. Your first stop will be the sublevel platform, where you are assigned a pod to embark on your journey to the surface of Norsoom. Upon your launch, you will be on top of the world with a spectacular front row view of the curvature of our world. You will also experience up close the magnificent change taking place around you. At first, you are surrounded by billions of stars with a dark, dark sky. Then, your world becomes translucent pink, slowly fading into a rust-red atmosphere. Thank you for visiting Norsoom. As we began to settle into our seats, I marveled at another alpha wonder that the Ankind and Tronic Intelligence had created. The Great Experiment, or the Great Elevator, had more than one name. It wasn't even the first space elevator in existence. The first one was built on Dientas about 14 years ago. As we looked downward, we could see the long needle of the space elevator extending from the pentlat deep down into the Norsoom atmosphere. As it spiraled downwards towards the planet's surface, the elevator became thinner, pencil-like and barely visible, till it reached its ground-level destination. It was now just a tiny speck on the surface. This grand elevator was one of the Ankind's most astonishing achievements. It extended almost upwards of 22,000 miles from the equator's surface, connecting to the Pentlat space station, then spiraling a counterbalance deep into space. At Pentlat, many visitors would spend an awe-inspiring day at the observatory. There were also others who booked extended visits there. Pentlat Station was new and nowhere near as elaborate as Millennium 1 on the Antas. Pentlat was considered an outpost at this stage of development. Pentlat was designed primarily for explorers and visitors who wanted to spend extended time on the surface of Norsoom, exploring the ancient life that once populated the now arid planet, or the vast canyons and breathtakingly majestic mountains. Many came to Norsoom to just camp under the desert stars and revel in the astounding view of the rings that Norsoom had to offer. As we entered the pod, the rings of Norsoom were omnipresent and surrounded our view, creating a spiritual awareness that was awe-inspiring. There were 50 seats around the perimeter of the module that were positioned in front of the nanoglass that reached to the floor. This ride was not for the faint of heart. The thrill of the ride made it even more daring and popular. We soon felt a slight pull, then began to feel the Millennium begin to descend. Our journey had begun. The seats were quite comfortable and offered an unobstructed view. The saucer rotated slowly, so there was a 360-degree view of Norsoom, her stellar rings, and her six moons. It was a close-up observation of the planet that few people would ever encounter. There was great wonderment and sounds of exclamation and joy all around us as the experience unfolded. Then the voices lapsed almost an unction into reverent whispers and awestruck stares as we slowly descended to the planet. How can you truly describe having a front row seat to the celestial sight of seeing majestic rings circling a mighty planet? We watched in awe as the many moon children of Norsoom traveled right before our eyes, seemingly from all directions. What seemed like an infinite number of minerals and metals mixed in bedrocks of crystalline structures was staring at us from a close distance. With the universe of stars as our backdrop, our spirituality even reached greater heights. It seemed as if the elevator had descended from heaven, taking it with us, and angels gently held us on their shoulders, delivering us majestically to this time and place. It is a memory that is forever etched in our minds. I felt very humbled and blessed to be a part of this. And I was sharing this very special event with the one I loved. An astonishing journey to remember. As we descended further, Norsoom herself beckoned hello to us. The features of the planet were becoming visible to us. Her striking mountains and deep canyons of great magnitude were looming below. In excitement, Nina gripped my arm. "Look, Janiel, there's the Abacus Ridge." Indeed it was. I looked at her and smiled knowingly. All her years of study and research had been in a laboratory back home. We were coming to Norsoom for a year of research together. The Abacus Ridge, where the first discovered fossils of creatures from the past were found. The Abacus Ridge had once been at the bottom of a great sea. As Norsoom went through geologic upheaval, the seafloor was thrust skyward and fossils were exposed, bearing evidence of an ancient world. Nina flashed her beautiful smile and gave me a loving kiss as we neared our destination. This has always been my biggest dream, to explore the stars with the love of my life. Thanks again for listening to Damon's Brave New World. Don't forget, check out our website, damonsbravenewworld.com. Thanks.